welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are kicking off hour two, and I'm so excited to be here. I'm Stephanie.
And Carla.
Yes, indeed, and we're happy to be your host tonight. Check us out at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help out the show, you can always feel welcome to enter Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of each sale. It doesn't affect your purchase price, but it is a way to easily help out the show. So please consider that. And of course, Free Talk Live is a show where you can take over and bring up whatever's on your mind. So please call us 855-450-3733 if you would like to discuss anything that we've been talking about tonight or bring up a completely different subject. We do have some calls on the line. In the last segment, we were talking with, well, it's Jason Talley, but now he's listed as Homer Simpson in the Shire. And he was asking some stuff about some Free Staters, right? Some Free State Project participants, people who are liberty activists in New Hampshire, planning a trip to the Occupy Wall Street protests in New York City, and talking about, you know, kind of brainstorming about what kind of outreach they could do to spread the message of liberty to the Wall Street protesters, right, Jason?
Exactly. And I'm going to take control of the airwaves, and I have Stephanie and Carla tonight, and you're both highly intelligent, and I respect your opinions a lot. So
Thank you. I'm curious
about how we can be most effective at Occupy Wall Street.
Well, I thought it was interesting before the break that you actually used the term solidarity, because I'm like, okay, you know what, you're probably on the right track in terms of speaking to them in a language that they might understand.
Yeah, because solidarity is a term that's historically been, I guess, associated kind of with like labor movements and that kind of thing. And but I mean, I like it. It's basically just standing together, right?
Sure.
Find where we have common ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard so many different messages coming out of the Occupy Wall Street protests, ranging from kind of, I don't want to be a debt slave, as Carla was mentioning before the show, to end the Fed, you know, some liberty-oriented things like we want control back over our money and why do these big banks get bailouts, down to kind of like populist sentiments, I guess, that talk about kind of class warfare and that kind of thing.
And, you know, there have been a lot of unions, actually, that have been supporting this. I know the airline unions. In fact, when I saw the photo on Facebook, of course, a couple of days ago where the airline union came out and they were all, you know, sort of suited and tied in their pilot uniforms with their little caps, and they all had, you know, signs that were looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
I initially thought it was an Onion photo,
really?
Like from The Onion. I was like, oh, this is hilarious. And then I was
interesting.
Like, oh, wait, this is actually real.
Uh-huh.
And for me, you know, Occupy Wall Street is about just everyone who, for lack of a better term, is disenfranchised at this stage. You know, they throw around...
The 99%. They have this idea of the 99% who is basically feeding the 1% of, like, what, wealthy bankers or politically connected bankers, I would say, is probably more accurate. Because... You know, when people talk about capitalism, I think often they are talking about mercantilism or crony capitalism.
Sure.
The businesses that get basically in bed with politicians and use their political connections to get favors from the government. And so, and I certainly don't support that, you know, and oftentimes that's what people mean when they talk about capitalism. Now, there are some people who understand the word capitalism to be meant in kind of the Ayn Rand sense, where they're talking about more like free enterprise and the ability to run a business unfettered by the government. So I think that could be kind of a loaded word that maybe would be good to steer away from, but there's certainly a lot of, I call it libertarian, right? Have you ever heard that word before? Libertarian means kind of liberty-oriented, but caring about social issues, talking about things like mutual aid, which actually I just gave a talk about at the Agora IOM conference. Things
agorism.
Like yep, agorism for sure, or agorism, which is basically you know, revolutionary doing business without asking the government's permission. And what else would you say falls under that category, Carla? Kind of left libertarian stuff. And I know that those words are both kind of a little bit polarizing, but I'm thinking of stuff that's liberty-oriented, but also sort of socially progressive, I guess you could say.
I mean, issues that spring to mind. In some ways, I think when you talk to people about liberty issues, regardless, you know, whether they're left or right, I see it as an issue of choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think if you frame things to people, in some ways, I always feel like, obviously, this is a loaded issue or a word in America, you know, choice, because you're either pro-choice or pro-life
and
whatever.
And that would be in reference to abortion, right?
Right.
But it's not,
I don't mean it that way at all. In fact, I think that if we framed a lot of what we believe in a way where we just, it's the live and let live philosophy, really,
yep.
Just framed in a way of choice. And so, that might be one way to get in there. I think it's a, to be honest, Jason, I mean, it's a big challenge. I don't know if you saw the clip that Adam Kakesh of Adam and the Man did.
Adam versus the Man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yes.
For our listeners who aren't familiar, Jason, can you give us a brief summary of that?
Well, so Adam went around to Occupy D.C., and he talks to one man in particular who's like wearing an ascot or something and talking about, you know, how he's disenfranchised, but he wants, you know, more government, of course.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it was kind of a sparse crowd. He was essentially just showing it for what it was, and it was quite humorous. But
right.
That's what I want to go to Wall Street, because I just want to have conversations with people. I'm not really satisfied with the way it's being covered in a lot of other media sources.
And you have your own website, which is tally.tv, and so you can sort of depict things as more realistically if you'd like. But, you know, I think that you touched on an important point, Jason, and that is that so many people who identify maybe as left-leaning or liberals, I think that oftentimes their hearts are really in the right place. You know, they care about people helping one another. They're compassionate people. They want society to progress to a point where people are treated equally and everybody has the same opportunities, right? But I think that they can be a little bit mistaken about the means sometimes, which is that they think the government is capable of achieving these means. And sometimes if you can expose them to that message, it can have a really big effect.
And maybe another way, and this is a subject we're all familiar with, but to really explore with the people what crony capitalism is.
Yes. Mm.
Because I do think that there's a way with the left that you can explain the monopoly on violence and the monopoly of government plus corporations. You know, most of these people look at corporations and they think corporation is the big bad. But it's like corporations only exist as the big bad because governments give them monopoly in order for them to operate. And the way I sometimes...
It's too big to fail.
Sure. And,
yeah.
and the way I think about it is, you know, if you sort of make people visualize maybe a pyramid where you're like, let's say government's on top, the people are at the bottom, and corporations sort of go up that way. If we were to
stepping on the people,
stepping on the people,
yeah.
Sure. But
that's,
you know,
an interesting
what?
Metaphor.
If you have a corporation that's not protected by government license or monopoly, then if you want to put it in democratic terms, that means that I get to vote with my dollars. So, do I want to support Apple and have a nice iPad, or do I want to support BAE and buy a missile to blow up people in the Middle East? Well, I know where I want to spend my money. So if you take government out of that equation within that, then you actually truly can democratize the world through capitalism.
Hmm.
You can say to people, you know what democracy truly means? It's not I vote for, you know, candidate A or candidate B. It's I vote with my dollars.
Yeah,
and
I have a
everyone
choice.
Is going to be wealthier and have more dollars if we do it this way, because we're going to get rid of the parasitic class.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
well,
Jason,
I love it. I'm going to steal all those lines, Carla.
That's great. I also would recommend maybe check out some of Sheldon Richman's work over at FEE and maybe some of the Alliance of the Libertarian Left's materials. I know they have a lot of outreach stuff. So, Jason, thank you so much for the call, and good luck. Maybe some of us, some of our listeners, and maybe some of us will join you on Wall Street. And this is Free Talk Live. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts with us. More coming up with Kurt when we return. He wants to talk about technology. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. My name is Stephanie.
And Carla.
Yes, indeed. We are so glad that you've tuned in tonight, and we do appreciate you listening. Now, Carla, I need to ask you a question. What is the Free State Project? I told you it was your night off, but you're going to have to talk about it for about less than a minute, I would say.
Okay, so the Free State Project is a movement where we're trying to concentrate a bunch of libertarian or liberty-minded or anarchist people in the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
The way it works is there's a statement of intent that you can sign, And technically, and this is all like really boring, basically the bottom line is if you're into liberty, if you like what we're talking about, if you like what you see on Free Keen, on Free State Project,
Tally.tv,
TV, CopBlock, like any of those independent media, Ridley, then come make New Hampshire your home. If you are a New Hampshire listener, and you agree with what we do, because there are a lot of locals,
I think,
that do actually listen to the show, who do know what the Free Staters are doing in the state, and who do support us. And
Absolutely.
You know what? We would love you guys to come out and to start to show your support, because this is not about people moving into one place and
trying to concentrating.
It's a concentration of people who share sort of certain ideas and ideals and values, I would say, but it's not an issue of taking over the state. So we're trying to get a bunch of people into New Hampshire. We have over 1,000 people who've already moved.
Yep, I was going to say, if it sounds pie in the sky to you, check out freestateproject.org, and you will see the counter that over 11,000 people have pledged to move to New Hampshire, and more than 1,000 have told the Free State Project that they moved. There may be even more.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm confident. There are a bunch more than that. And, you know, basically once you get here as a, you know, we sort of self-identify and other people will call us Free Staters. But obviously once you get here, you're just, you know, you're a New Hampshireite.
Yep. And you're part of a community, really. Yeah. That's, I think, one of the best parts about the Free State Project is the wonderful community of people here. So if you're into that, if you're into freedom, liberty, check out freestateproject.org, and let's get some liberty in our lifetime.
Sure.
All right, so we do have a call holding very patiently on the line. Let's bring on Kurt in New Hampshire. I think Kurt wants to talk about technology tonight.
Well, I'd hate to derail the mainstream of tonight's symposium.
No worries, Kurt.
Anyway. Someone brought up computer networking and the government and the internet and all that, and I've got a wonderful way to derail that.
Okay.
It was not a government success. The government actually didn't like the protocol that the internet is based upon because it was too anarchic.
It was being developed
cooperatively by schmucks who are just on the side of the road. Yeah, who did they know who were doing it? What the government was backing was the OSI model. Specifically what OSI stands for, but I'm sure someone can look it up easy enough. The OSI was an organization to design a computer networking environment that was going to be grand and wonderful and rule the world, and it was done by committee and by government agencies. And as you can imagine, got absolutely nowhere.
Sounds very top-down and very bureaucratic.
The universities and the research institutions and the really smart people who wanted to talk to each other were putting together this TCP/IP thing by putting out requests for comment. Somebody would say, I think it should work this way, and someone else would say, well, this fix it by doing that, and someone else would go, well, I wrote a program to do that, and here's how it works.
Wow.
And they were all just cooperating together and making this thing called TCP, and it works rather well, but it's very sloppy.
But not when you smoke it.
I think that was TCP, not THC. But one of the first things
I thought he said PCP.
Oh,
sorry.
I gotcha. Well, that was one of the first examples of crowdsourcing, right, Kurt?
Perhaps.
We actually have some research. One of our producers says it's Open Systems Interconnection is what OSI stands for. So that was the protocol that essentially was too top-heavy and went nowhere, right?
Well, it's very useful to talk about the layers of the OSI design because it breaks things apart rather cleanly into different areas, like the wire itself and then the signal across the wire and things like that. But if you can imagine, that's all they accomplished. They didn't actually get to talking between computers at all. All they got was the model built, and then the whole thing fell down of its own weight.
Wow. Interesting.
So when someone says, well, the government designed the Internet, no, they didn't. There were some government research institutions involved, but it was the scientists there who did it. The government didn't want it. They wanted OSI, and it failed miserably.
Interesting. Kurt, that's a very fascinating piece of history that I did not know because I'm not that particular brand of geek, but I certainly still appreciate it. Anything else on your mind?
I got very lucky. I was working at NASA back in 1992 when the internet was opened. And I honestly think it was because Al Gore got elected and the scientists involved realized, oh my God, he's going to destroy this. We'd better free it up now while we still can.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
They opened the gates of the internet and let commercial traffic use TCP/IP. Hmm. And what we have now is all because of that. They let it out.
They lay open Pandora's box.
Yep.
And, you know,
Science Foundation did the one time that I can say that the government let go of something, and here we are.
And I think, you know, I think Pandora's box is not an inapt term. I mean, I actually think that is entirely accurate in the sense that they had no idea what this would become because, you know, when we talk about people who want to interact in a voluntary society, the technology that we have these days is actually allowing us to do that. And if you apply Moore's law, you know, the doubling of things, I see that actually happening, I think, with freedom because of the internet.
Yeah.
I do, because I think those things are going together. And, you know, people talk in lip service about ideas of bulletproof and, you know, it's a battle for ideas. And it's so, for so long, the information that we were given was limited. And if you were interested in some kind of subject, you had to go, you know,
to the library.
To the library or to the bookstore
or
and
ask
sort of
the
go,
authority figure.
I mean, just think about how much more free we are because of search engines.
Yes.
Because we can go, I am interested in this subject, and I can put these words in, and I can get hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of resources that will teach me more about this particular subject.
Mm.
And, you know, when Hillary Clinton last year said, we have lost the information war. I mean, she came out and she said it. It was like a two-day news piece, and we never heard about it again because I was like, oh, my God, she spoke the truth once. I mean, she probably got smited.
Wow.
Lou Rockwell talks about actually using a ditto machine to run off copies of things to mail to people. And, I just found out about you. I'd never heard about you before. And now that happens every single day. Someone will show up at the Mises Institute saying, I just heard about all this. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Where were you 20 years ago?
Well,
there was no internet 20 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So interesting. And I really like what you said, Carla. And Kurt, thank you so much for the call. That was really interesting information. It was so interesting, Carla, what you said about the doubling of freedom. Moore's law is applied to freedom. And I think that's totally true. Back in the day, you had to go to a bookstore, and now it's right at your fingertips. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More when we come back. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, MOLLE gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thank you for joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And Carla.
Yes, indeed. And always able to find us over at freetalklive.com. It's one of the biggest websites in the talk radio world and the Liberty Movement. And they've got a page where you can help promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. Got some free flyers to print out, web banners, all kinds of other vector scalable graphics, anything you could want if you are interested in helping to promote Free Talk Live. And we certainly do appreciate that. Meantime, you can call in also with your thoughts at 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. see what we did there?
That was a tongue twister.
Yes, indeed, and it goes with Free Talk Live. So I did want to jump into this other story that we had tonight, Carla, kind of touching on the same police state theme that we discussed earlier in the show. And this happened in Roswell, New Mexico, and the story...
I'm sorry.
What's so funny? Is it because of the X-Files or something?
Sure. Isn't that where the aliens landed?
Are we really talking about aliens?
Sure. You know, I'm rewatching the X-Files now. You know, I remember watching them in the 90s. Oh, my God. It's a really good show. Like, I am... You know, we watched it in you guys know, but some of our listeners might not, but I'm from South Africa originally. Mm-hmm.
You are African-American.
I am African-American.
At the same time.
And I have a mind of my own.
That's right. It says so on your shirt. And you can see that at cam.freetalklive.com. But anyway, so you've been watching X-Files. Yes.
Sure.
Does this relate to freedom?
Actually, the entire X-Files, I think, was written pretty much from a libertarian perspective. Uh-huh. And I think it was Gary North, you know, who writes a lot for Lou Rockwell. It was either him or someone else, so yes, take that with a grain, but who recently wrote something and said, you know what, this is the best show that has ever been made that explores sort of government corruption, government coercion. And I was like, God, you know, I should really rewatch that. And I'm loving it.
Interesting. So when you watched it before, was it maybe you didn't have the perspective on liberty that you have now, or you just didn't notice it, or what?
I mean, I think I had the perspective where I was like, everything I was watching was making sense. But this was, you know, early 90s. I was still back in South Africa. Like, we were just excited that we actually had, like, a cool American TV show that was showing on television. That I think we were just more sort of astounded by, wow, you know.
Well, and that actually relates to the theme that we've been discussing all night, the police state theme, because I know that you left South Africa because you really felt the government encroaching on everything that you were doing, and really was truly a police state, right?
Yeah, people are often shocked to learn that in South Africa, we only got our first televisions in 1978. And that was planned by the apartheid regime. They did not want people to have access to information, which is something that television gave us before we had television, internet. And so it's the same sort of thing. You know, it's every 20 years, there's this disruptive technology. And of course, television for you guys, you know, it's been around since, you know, at least the 50s, I guess. So 78 television introduced. We had 4 hours of TV, all of it government controlled.
Wow.
The news actually.
So there was nothing except for those 4 hours a day.
Yeah, it would start at 6 o'clock and it would end at 10 o'clock. I would have that test pattern at the start of, you know, the time.
Interesting.
There was an hour of news. They only reported international news because they could not talk about the things that were happening in South Africa. So that's people are always like, why do you know all these random things? I'm like, well, you know, I actually watched the first, you know, the conflict between Iran and Iraq back then, because, you know, or the Falkland Islands or whatever, because we would be shown all these other wars, because God knows they wouldn't talk about the border wars, the things happening in the townships.
Yeah.
And they literally had like news. They had a newsreader. I mean, this is almost like, you know, Monty Python-esque or out of Not the 9 o'clock News, or they had a newsreader who had a telephone on his table. And if they started reporting on something that was not kosher, the phone would ring and they would, like, you know, go to, please stand by, we have a problem, and then come back and just report on something entirely different.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. That seems like it's really obvious that it's becoming a police state, but.
Well, the thing that was interesting is I think everyone everyone knew they were living in a police state. And I think that's the tipping point that still needs to happen in America.
Yeah, because some people in America believe that they're free still. I mean, some people don't, but
no, but I think most people do. I think the sheeple, I think the people who are, and sadly, it's often the people who are informed. I mean, it's the people who read the New York Times and, you know, every day and, you know, can speak intelligently.
A lot of them know that there's a lot of violence going on and a lot of targeting of people for completely irrational stuff, but they think, well, it could never happen to me.
Right.
Because, I don't know, they're insulated by their social status or class or whatever, but it can happen to anyone. And I think that's a great lead into the story that I wanted to discuss tonight. So the headline from KRQE over in New Mexico is, couple in shock after drug raid, DEA agents didn't find who they were looking for. So Roswell, New Mexico, a massive drug raid in Roswell last week targeted dozens of people at homes across the city. So lots of different people at homes across the city. But one of those homes didn't have what police were looking for, and their unexpected visit left the people inside shaken and upset. Well, I would assume that anyone who was in a house that suddenly got raided, you know, would be shaken and upset. And oftentimes these SWAT teams will kill animals and stuff to kill the family dog. And, of course, if you react in any way when they shoot an animal right in front of you that maybe you really love, that gives them reason to really crack down on you even more. So it's a really sad state of things. Okay, the article continues. It started shortly after Nancy Parker's husband came home from work Friday evening. quote, "There came this huge bang on the door, the front door. Sounded like the door was going to fall in," recalled Parker. She said her husband opened the door to multiple officers in raid gear with guns drawn. Now, picture this. I want to plant this seed in people's minds if they're listening to our show right now. And, of course, you can call in if you have thoughts, 855-450-FREE or 855-450-3733. I would like you to imagine what you would do if this happened to you. How would you feel? How would you react if you heard a really loud knock on the door, threatening-sounding knock, and then all of a sudden, when you opened the door, there were several, multiple police officers dressed in SWAT gear with guns drawn, pointing guns at you. Oh, guns out, you know? I mean, I couldn't imagine a scarier situation, and it's about to get worse, too. Quote, "We were completely shocked, upset," she continued. "I was panicked because I've never had anything like this happen to us before." She said the officers demanded to come inside her home, and my husband asked, "Do you have a warrant? Who are you looking for?" And they said, "Gerald Sentel," Parker said. "We don't even know this person." So they're knocking on her door with a warrant looking for some guy that she doesn't know. And this happens all the time. They botch the addresses on the houses that they're raiding. I think there's a website, I think it might be endthedrugwar.com or The Agitator, Radley Balco's blog, that says that there is a drug raid. If you average out the number of drug raids in the U.S., it comes out to be a drug raid every 16 seconds in the U.S.
Wow.
So this kind of stuff, and worse, is happening every 16 seconds in the U.S. on average. So I just can't even imagine. I mean, what do you do in a situation like this? You really have no choice but to comply if you want to keep your life and your freedom. But they're doing things to you that really are not meeting your needs for respect or autonomy, choices, anything at all. So
and this is almost where, like, the people have just so lost their train of what's right and what's wrong.
I think most people will hear a story like this and think, well, there must be some good reason they're going into their house. There must be some good reason the SWAT team's at the door. And, well, you know, sometimes they make a few mistakes, but overall they're doing a good thing. Well, we're going to be discussing why they are not doing a good thing overall coming up on Free Talk Live. Call us with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you've joined us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And Carla.
Yes, indeed. And interesting show tonight, Carla. We've been talking about a lot of police state news, kind of trying to ask our listeners the question of, you know, what would you do if you were in this situation, a botched drug raid? It's so frustrating to me, and it's so, I feel so trapped, you know, at a place where there's a drug raid that happens every 16 seconds in the U.S. It just feels like this really could happen to me. You know, a lot of people think that it couldn't. So we've been scanning a very wide gamut tonight of topics, but most of them having to do with kind of the police state. And I do want to make sure we get to a call that's been waiting on the line very patiently. I think we have Abel on the line, who is not driving, but moving in a vehicle, and he wants to talk about the Utah Monetary Summit. Abel, are you here?
As everyone pretty much knows, I only travel, so.
Okay, and what's the difference between driving and traveling for our listeners who might be thinking that?
Well, driving is a commercial activity.
Okay, and does this get at the whole, I guess, legal theory? I'm trying to say this in a nice way. I was going to say conspiracy theory, but because, we did have somebody call into the show in the past, and I'm not trying to disparage you at all, but that there was somebody who called in the past and said that this whole theory that talks about when people say that they're traveling, not driving, and when they say there's like a CCL or something like that, there's some magic words that they can say in court. We had an attorney actually call the show and say that this was not current case law, and it's based on very old precedents, and essentially if it works, it works because the judge just gets sick of you and gets annoyed and throws the cases out. So I don't know if any of that appeals to you, Abel.
the truth is that the government is no longer protecting rights, and one of our rights was absolutely a right to travel by the common mode of travel of the day.
I completely agree with you, Abel. I mean, I think human beings have the freedom of movement, and that's been one of the universal kind of human rights that's been recognized by many different documents. And so I think things like licensing cars and drivers and stuff like that, and
having
border.
To get molested in order to get on the airplane.
Oh,
or,
yes.
You know.
And a lot of the immigration laws that are really cumbersome, I think those all contribute to restricting basic freedom of movement. But what was on your mind about the Utah Monetary Summit tonight, Abel?
Well, myself and Walter Rivetti have traveled out there and are on our way back, and we attended that said conference, and it was a full long day of all kinds of information. It was attended by many other state representatives, state members of the House and assemblies, and whatever.
And what were they meeting to discuss?
Well, to discuss, you know, what Utah has already done, which is passed a money competition bill, which allows people to use gold and silver U.S. minted coins mm-hmm. as tender mm-hmm. without there being a taxable action, and you know, so that, you know,
interesting.
You know, because, you know, they want to control everything by, you know, turning in the sales and purchase of gold into, you know, these actions. And when they're inflating, you know, and printing so many dollars to the effect of value thereof, mm-hmm. you know, you almost always sell your gold or silver for more, you know, federal reserve.
More than the face value, typically, right. Yeah,
well,
so I mean
more than fake value, but I mean even more than what you purchased it for because of the, you know, the hyperinflation that we're probably going to embark on in the not too distant future. But you mm-hmm. know, so basically they want to turn their activities of destroying the dollar into a taxable activity, mm-hmm. and this eliminates some of that in Utah at least. You know, it can't change the federal misapplication of tax law, but
yeah. So do you think that this is going to essentially solve the monetary problem in Utah? Do you think it's going to spread beyond Utah? What are your speculations?
Well, you know, the fact is that there were many legislators from many states there interested in the same thing. There are people introducing bills. Actually, Ron Paul has introduced a bill in the federal Congress to do the same thing as House Bill 1098,
which Abel, you know, it strikes me as something that is a very smart tactic, and this might be something that, you know, someone like Jason Telly, who called earlier. It's something to keep in mind from a perspective of communication and all of that, is Ron Paul has sort of changed his tune, not in the sense that he's been inconsistent or anything, but instead of saying we need to do away with X, Y, and Z, he's taking the approach, I think, lately of saying let's just allow competition.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is a very, very smart tactic when you're dealing with people, because suddenly instead of attacking something or saying we need to disband something that people, you know, for whatever reason cling to or feel an allegiance to or any of those things, instead of that, you take their wind out of their sails by saying, no, you can totally have, you want the US dollar, have it,
mm-hmm.
have it. Just allow me to have this, or let's try this too and see how it works. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is a very compelling way to get people to shift their paradigms.
Yep, I completely agree.
If anybody cares about things U.S., and I'm not particularly one of them, meaning I the federal government has lost my complete, you know, any kind of support. But others still think that there's something to save there. And those people, I say,
right.
You know, I say, well, you know, one thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take that U.S. dollar and have that removed from anything called a Federal Reserve note because, you know, I mean, you're going to have to create a new reality for that, or otherwise, you know, the country, the federal government, you know, and the dollar go together. And when they,
yeah.
when one goes down, the other will go down. And,
yep. Interesting stuff, yeah. Abel. Thank you so much for the summary, and thank you for the call tonight. We do appreciate that update. Yeah, it is. I getting back to what you said, Carla, about the competition aspect, I think that, I don't know, anyone who has a good product, you know, that product should stand on its own merits. And ideas, too. This goes with ideas as well. If your idea is valid, if you have good logic and sound reasoning to back it up, then it should stand on its own merits. It shouldn't need to be enforced by monopoly. People shouldn't be forced to adopt it. You know, if it's great, it'll do well on its own, right?
Sure, and you know, if it's a great idea, people will voluntarily choose to support ideas. And that is why government ultimately is, you know, it's a monopoly on violence. That is all it is.
Yep.
Because we are not allowed to choose any kind of other option. And if we do, they come knocking on your door.
Absolutely. All right, one more call before we round out the end of the second hour, I would say. This is Dr. Jones in British Columbia. He wants to talk about driving versus traveling. What's on your mind, Dr. Jones?
Well, I just want to mention a few points. Namely that, you know, if you had some attorney say, well, that's not good case law, blah, 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 you know, that's really a problematic thing to say because, you know, we've had a whole evolution in the United States of not understanding the basis of the Constitution, not understanding the difference between freedoms or liberties and rights, and not understanding that, you know, reading
I think, Dr. Jones, what this person said was that it's this idea that, you know, you can kind of get around these driving regulations by citing certain case law, as he understood it, was based on older precedents that were from before the time when people were required to have driver's licenses. And so,
right, I understand you.
Okay.
But that doesn't obviate the point. The issue is this. If I'm just doing analysis right now of, perhaps you're familiar with that case in Florida where the man got released, or not released yet, but his habeas appeal was granted.
No, I'm not familiar. Can you give a recap for our listeners?
Yeah. Florida law eliminates mens rea out of all its drug crimes. So basically it makes all drug felonies strict liability. So if you possess cocaine or what have you, you're guilty. Okay?
Okay. So quick, wrap it up. We're coming up on the end of the segment.
Okay, so the theory is that violates, you know, common law ideas of rights. In a sense, so it's been enforced forever, but now all of a sudden one judge says, oh, wait a second, I have to go back and look 100 years and say, yes, this does
Dr.
violate.
Jones, thank you so much for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.